שלום, אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מתוך מאמרו של הרבש, מהו יום ולילה בעבודה.
Hello, we're reading selected excerpts from Rabash's article, What are Day and Night in the Work? We are in excerpt number 2. You can find the study material by hitting the study material button on the galaxy. Rav?
I don't have much to add. We're advancing. We're advancing through the suffering for the time being, the physical suffering that is happening all over the world. But we see that this suffering is connecting us more and more. The whole world is beginning to digest gradually what is happening to it, that it is under an influence of a single force. And this force is giving everyone and truly everyone, from the greatest to the smallest, all the nations, from the rich people to the poor people, those who are wise and those who are not so much. It doesn't matter what states we are in and who the people are. Everyone is beginning to feel truly the same pressure, the same blow. In the meantime, it is uniting us and bringing us closer so that we understand each other more and more. Unfortunately, the Creator has no other way to bring us closer unless we come closer by ourselves in the good way. Otherwise, this coming closer is done in a way that's not so good, even in a way that is bad. Coming closer between people is through a common feeling. Either we can have a common inclination between us, one towards the other and towards the Creator, all of us together, or instead of good influences, good bestowal towards each other and towards the Creator, instead, negative influences come from above downward. And this is because we are in our will to receive, they influence in a way that they connect us, but in a bad way. And in this way, there are nevertheless a few good consequences. Nevertheless, we do decline from our pride a little bit. We're no longer so pride and so sure of ourselves, so full of ourselves. The second thing is that we all feel the same pressure from the same upper force, and it is a similar kind of pressure. So each one is now closer to feel the concerns and troubles that others feel. And therefore, what the mind doesn't do, time does. And if it's not in a good way, then it's in a bad way. But whichever way it is connecting us, and we are thus advancing towards uniting ourselves a little bit more. If not, the rejoicing humanity that is marching forward and breaking through the spiritual degrees, then we will do it in a different way until we will start to understand that there is no choice and we have to replace our guidance from the direction of the politicians to the direction of the sages, those who understand the path. This is what I mean. A sage is one who sees what's coming. A sage is one who is connected to another sage, which is the Creator. Those sages are therefore called wise disciples. They learn from the Creator on the condition that they do learn from the Creator how to go forward. They try to get guidance from Him. And this is how we will advance. That is, let us also assist humanity to understand as quickly as possible where we are and what we're advancing through, why nature, the upper force, the Creator has no choice, doesn't matter how you call Him, this force, in how to promote us, if not in a good way, then in a bad way. If not by the way of the light, then through darkness, through suffering. But in between, we do advance. And it is interesting to see that bit by bit, humanity, even though it is hiding its helplessness, and the world managers, quote-unquote, as if they're managing anything. However, they certainly hide their helplessness, their weakness and their lack of understanding. But whichever way it is, they do learn from the blows. And the blows are coming very quickly. Just like here in Israel, we canceled the conditions of the first stage that we took upon ourselves. So the second stage comes and it teaches us really well. And this is how it is. We will advance. Of course, it is considered to be on the longer way. And here we see from the streets, what does it mean? A short way and a long way. A good way or a bad way? How much this costs and how much this costs in terms of money, in terms of suffering, in terms of deaths, in all things. And then indeed, we have a nice, good study here in the field. So let's hope that from these kinds of studies we will learn, and if not, then the next blow in the same direction will be a lot harder. So it's better for us to learn this quickly. And let's hope that we have enough forces in the government and enough understanding, enough wisdom in the people to assist the right decisions and to advance in such a way. And as we see, the blows actually come, first of all, to Israel. There is no other country in the world that was so successful with the first wave of the coronavirus. And it is so unsuccessful in terms of the results from it. This is called man's pride shall lower him. That we are thinking that we no longer have it, we are riding everything, or we're on the top, we can do whatever we want. Now we see that it's not going to go according to man's decisions, rather if he continues in his correct path. And if he continues on the path, that the right way, if he continues and not jumping like a child, that now I can do whatever I want, immediately comes a good, harsh, decisive kind of study. You should learn that you are not the one who decides in any form, shape or form. You do not determine what is happening. Rather, you have to obey precisely what nature, God in numerology, it is nature, what they recommend that you do. We will see it in the upcoming days, truly, and in the upcoming year, how this is going over us. And as a result, we will become smarter. We should also try to extract from it morals, lessons for our spiritual path, and also the way we disseminate. With respect to us, Bnei Baruch, I'm saying, if we do not extract from this a good study in terms of our attitude towards humanity, towards the world, towards our dissemination, then this wave of this hard study will, God forbid, come upon us, and it will be really, really bad for us. I have in mind not only the whole of humanity, but rather those who want to reach the Creator. If we do not implement precisely the instructions that are written by Baal HaSulam and Rabash about dissemination, because this blow is a general one for the whole of humanity, if we do not add to it our explanation, our attitude, our concern for the whole of humanity, then we ourselves, of course, will not advance. And also, we will be damaged, harmed. So I'm warning you, all those who want to come closer to the Creator need to take into account this entire circle that we have to fill up. Actually, just like the Creator is bringing the blow to the whole of humanity without any exceptions, even places, corners of the world, somewhere out there, they also feel it. So we have to reach out to each and every place, each and every corner, and explain to them why this is happening, so that in the end, this is demanding a connection between us. To the extent that we will rise to that level of connection, to that extent, we will feel the Creator's attitude to us, until we will discover that He is truly among us. Well, with God's help, we will reach that. Now let's go to where are we?
We are reading selected excerpts from Rabash's article, What Are Day and Night in the Work?
Yes.
Excerpt number 2.
Please.
We should always remember what is the purpose of creation and what is the correction of creation, so as to know what is required of us. Meaning, what state we should achieve so we can say that we have reached our destination. It is known that the purpose of creation is to do good to His creations. As our sages said, that the Creator said about the purpose of creation, that it's like a king who has a tower filled with abundance but no guests. But for this reason, He has created man so as to give him the delight and pleasure. Thus, what does it mean that a person has achieved wholeness? It is precisely after a person has come to a state where he receives from the Creator delight and pleasure. This is regarded as achieving wholeness. If he has not come to a state of endless delight and pleasure, it is considered that he has not achieved wholeness. This is the purpose of creation. Conversely, the correction of creation is that since it is the nature of creation that the branch wants to resemble its root, and since the Creator is the receiver, the giver, and the creature is the receiver, there's no equivalence of form here. For this reason, in corporeality too, we see the rule that when a person receives from another, he's ashamed. It is, as our sages said about the verse, chrome is vile for the sons of man. Meaning that when a person needs other people, his face becomes as chrome. For this reason, a correction of tzimtzum, restriction, was made in the upper worlds, that the upper light does not reach the vessels that receive for themselves. Questions. I only see Latin 4, unless it's a mistake. Latin 4.
Buenas, maestro. Con relación a lo que usted estaba comentando, quería saber si usted nos puede dar un ejemplo cómo perfeccionarnos en el tema de la difusión.
In relation to what you said,
¿y qué diferencia hay entre ellas dos?
About what you said, can you explain the connection between dissemination and spreading the message? It's very similar words, and what is the difference? Listen, we need to reach the final correction, all of us, all created beings. All people, without any exception. Like Bala Sulam writes, that the plan of creation, the purpose of creation, belongs to the red, black, white, yellow, blue, whatever color you think of. Everyone. All of them. That's what he writes. and we need to take care of that. If we like Israel, Yashar Kel, straight to the Creator, we received this inclination to reveal the Creator, to reach the Creator, and feel Him, realize His plan. Be His partners. Then we need to make sure all of reality moves closer to the Creator. And we need to take care of that before we take care of ourselves. This is called bestowal, when I care for the others more than I care for me. Just like it is said about giving Him a pillow, even if I don't have one, giving Him the chair, even if I don't have one. Like Baal Sulam explains to us in the article, the Arvut, mutual guarantee, that I have no choice but to do that, and that will be called that I'm connected to the world and I'm communicating to the world the Creator's method. That first of all, I make sure that they become corrected. And therefore, I received according to my purity, a connection with the Creator, because I'm purer than them. But if I relate to the coarser ones, that's where the plan of creation becomes revealed, becomes realized. And so we have to take care of the whole world. Now, when I say it, and afterwards I see that we are being lazy in that, and that we are not sufficiently doing that, it awakens great concern in me, because then troubles will come to us to shake us and awaken us so that we relate correctly to the whole of reality. As we said in the beginning of the lesson, the introduction to the lesson, just like what happened to the state of Israel with the first wave of the coronavirus, which was a success, but they had to continue behaving like that, and they didn't. And now they're going to get the double blow. And I don't want that to happen to the Bnei Baruch group, that we've received progress, and then we don't continue, and then the whole world Kli suffers a blow. Because what we've been privileged to have, to some sense of the process that we're in, if we don't pass it on to the whole world, we're not going to get a sense of progress of the next steps of our spiritual progress, because we receive spiritual progress only in order to pass it on to the world to the extent that the world can bear it, but only according to that. And if it doesn't happen, then we won't have that. And we're going to see in the areas where our friends are successful, for instance, in the, let's say, in the Spanish language, in the Latin world, or in another area, in some country, let's say Czech Republic, or it doesn't matter, but wherever there is success in dissemination, they will have good progress. They will also have a better situation with the coronavirus and other troubles, which could be floods and fires and other plagues that will soon come to the whole of humanity in order to connect them. And we will be to blame that humanity is not connected yet. And then we will suffer. And what we're seeing now in Israel, this blow that is happening now, is because we haven't responded correctly to the first blow. And we're going to see that on ourselves. And this can be all the way to the point that we will scatter and crumble and lose the connection between us and won't be able to continue our studies, and who knows what can happen. And the world will once again go back to what it was. Without the wisdom of Kabbalah, we will once again go into concealment, into exile, and continue the way we were, just like similar things happened in the past. That's why I'm saying, learn what needs to be done, which may not be clear to you yet, but I warn you, dissemination, education as much as possible. And only this way we ourselves can advance to spirituality, only to the extent that we don't block the path to the light, but give it to everyone, pass it on to everyone to the extent that they can absorb it, and then we will receive new portion from above, and then we can continue. BBUK.
Доброе утро. Мы можем объединением в десятки полностью угасить этот.
Good morning. Through connection in the 10, we can completely turn off this effect, or no, we can't, Rav. We can't only through connection in the 10. We can't correct everything. The correction is not by us uniting the 10. The correction is in us going out after our connection in the 10 to the broad world, and there we explain to them what is the reason for this blow of the coronavirus? How can we be saved from it? How can we advance? What exactly should we advance to? If we do not explain that, then nothing will happen. If we just shut ourselves in within the 10, by that we become even more egoists than how it was before. Before we connected in the 10. If the 10 does not extend it onwards, it is a sign that our connection in the 10 is an egoistic one. And then, on the way to correction, the light will come and will scatter us. It will scatter us, because all in all, in our connection, we are creating a place for a greater ego.
Holland.
Yes, Boker Tov, Rav, Boker Tov, friends. In the article we just read, the excerpt, I have a question about the wholeness. This wholeness, is this an intermediary state? Does it mean that we lose at every degree the wholeness? Or is it something that's only for Gemar Tikkun?
We do not lose any wholeness in our connection. We're constantly acquiring the wholeness, however, spiritual wholeness that does not exist in us, rather in the connection outside of us. Oh, we don't have Eta 4 anymore. Okay. So, Latin 7.
Rab, coronavirus y todas las calamidades que se avecinan son una forma de coerción.
Rab, the coronavirus and all the coming disasters, is this a form of forcing BB as well as humanity, because people have no choice in the matter? You can't decide between the disaster and spirituality. Of course, spirituality will be chosen. Is there a free choice here or coercion?
Well, we are under coercion. We don't yet have freedom of choice. Freedom of choice is given to a man who knows how to decide, who knows how to rise above his ego. we cannot. To be a free nation in our land means to be free in our desire. We're not free. Therefore, we just have to realize that we have before us two ways. One way is if we continue with our ego, and the other way is where we listen to our teachers and we go along according to what they say, what they write. That's it. Very simple. You have two ways before you. Who are you going to ask? Your belly, your ego? Then you don't care about anything, but just right now to provide it with whatever you can, or you listen to what your teacher, your guide is telling you. He's telling you something which comes from a step ahead, a step forward, and he's telling you it's worthwhile for you to advertise, it's worthwhile for you to disseminate, and you listen to him and you keep going. That's it. That's the choice. And it's not free choice that you do it because you specifically choose above reason, above your reason. No. It is still in a simple way, within the mind. You can see these things before you. And here I'm like a person who is selling you something, right? As I would come to you and say, you need to vote for this and that party. It's actually like that. It's still not free choice.
Ita 4. Rab, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Rab, volevo chiederti come facciamo a divulgare a coloro che hanno vissuto il coronavirus come un incubo dal quale si sentono finalmente.
How can we disseminate to those who experienced the coronavirus as a nightmare and just now they recovered from it? And once again, they went to all of this move of the world to receive.
Well, it's going to pass soon. Nevertheless, you have to disseminate to them, I mean, why we went through this, where is it leading, why is it coming? It is coming in order for us to connect between us so that we will reach a state where we will help each other, etc. In the meantime, keep going. You'll see soon it will end. Soon it will end.
Can I ask another question, Rav?
Yes.
Rav, nel mio posto di lavoro ieri un manager mi ha chiesto di parlare della saggezza della Kabbalah a tutti i lavoratori che.
In my workplace, my manager asked me to explain the wisdom of Kabbalah to all the workers and my coworkers. Can I do that?
Yes. But do it in a way that they will see that it's to their benefit. You have to turn to their ego and explain to them that there is an opportunity to gain something here. That's it. To get to know reality, where we exist, in the whole world, how everything is built, how we're all interconnected.
Kiev
1.
Да, дорогой учитель, вот вы сказали, что в какой-то отдельной Чехии, например, если товарищи будут успешны в своем распространении, то они будут.
You said that if in Czech Republic friends will be successful in dissemination, they'll advance without suffering.
This is because they have a single language. If in this language, Czechoslovakia, if they will disseminate the wisdom of correction, the wisdom of Kabbalah to Czechia, it will appear to us as a country or some place on the face of the earth that is more corrected, that is going forward without blows.
Состояние, работу товарищей в десятке.
The question is, how can we describe to ourselves effectively a state of the friends in the ten where we actually advance in an ideal way? Every day we have to disseminate something, some volume every day. How can we describe all of that?
We are pushing forward towards the unification of all nations and a single humanity. This blow, in the end, has to unite all the people in the world.
Каждый товарищ в десятке должен каждый день что-то сделать в этом направлении, правильно я понимаю?
Meaning every friend in the ten needs to do every day something on this in this direction.
That's right, but it's preferable not that each one will do something, but rather that you will agree between you and then do it after your agreement, your summary. Each one will do it, but after. Between you, you speak about it a little bit.
Kiev 2. Это занимает время включиться в группу, в распространение.
It takes time to integrate in the group and dissemination. To build everything that's needed, sometimes it takes years. Sorry. The question is, for beginners, what's the best way to integrate in the group now?
Every person that comes to the group has to simply to jump into the group, just like you jump in water. I have nothing else to say.
Africa Lorotza.
Africa, don't want to ask a question?
Latin 6.
Okay, Latin 6.
Rav, ¿qué cualidad tiene que tener nuestra difusión para poder decir que la estamos haciendo bien, de manera correcta?
Rav, what qualities should our dissemination have so that we can say that we do it well, that we do it correctly?
I didn't understand. What qualities?
Yeah, what kind of qualities should be present in our dissemination so that we can say that we disseminate well and correctly?
We only want connection. We have nothing else to correct. Following the sin of the tree of knowledge, when the entire single soul of Adam HaRishon was split into many parts, our goal throughout the whole of history is only to put these parts back together. And if we cannot do that, then blows come, just like the coronavirus, and they help us through troubles, through problems, to unite. And this way is a long way, and there is a short way where we reach connection by ourselves. So let us be smarter and try to reach connection. That's it. There is no more than that. And this is what we have to explain to everyone in a brief way, in a short way. Take all kind of pieces of data, all kinds of verses, but ahead of us, ahead of the whole of humanity, there's only one thing. Either you connect or I will connect you through great troubles. This is what the Creator is actually saying. There would be hurricanes like we have now in China and in Japan, floods. There would be wildfires like in Brazil or other places. There would be blows of locusts and all kinds of other blows. And it will all be only in order to shake us really well so that we will feel that we cannot do anything. And we have to explain to them that through connection we will be able to do it. Through connection we will be able to do it. Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. Back to our excerpt. It is felt that there is always a contradiction between the goal of creation and the correction of creation. Can you bring order to this?
The blow of correction and the correction of blow of creation and the correction of creation?
No. The goal of creation.
The goal of creation. The goal of creation is unity between us and with the Creator. And the correction of creation is the process that we are going through all kinds of means.
But in the excerpt he says that the purpose of creation is to receive the delight and pleasure. And the correction of creation, he says, is to have equivalence of form, to be bestowing.
So how do you bestow? You bestow by connecting with others. Then you bestow to others. And by this, you give contentment to the Creator. You cannot do anything for the Creator himself. Only by you being connected. Like children with respect to the mother, if they connect between them and they play nicely, that's the pleasure that the mother gets from them.
Can I also ask, Rob?
Go ahead.
About dissemination, you said very sharply about dissemination. Students are listening. You're sitting from Israel and all over the world. You're talking about, you know, languages like Brazil or China, or a person who lives in Europe doesn't relate to things that are happening, like floods somewhere. He's asking, what can I do now if I heard you?
To explain in whatever ways he can, disseminating here or there, that what is required from us through this natural blow called the coronavirus or the other natural disasters is for us to be a little bit more connected with one another. Let's try to do that, even in thought, because what can a person do? He's sitting at home somewhere. If we will pay attention to it, that all of these blows are coming in order to connect us, let us want to connect between us in some form, to be a little bit closer to one another. And in that, we will see how these blows will suddenly grow weaker and go away from the world.
You gave an example about Israel. You said that on the one hand, we were number one in coping with the virus. On the other hand, we finished last in coping with the virus. What did we miss?
We Bnei Baruch, missed big time here in terms of our work in dissemination, and the whole of the people of Israel missed out because they didn't go for a greater connection. Rather, they started to go wild, as if everything is ready, everything is allowed, we don't care about anything, and the upper force is as usual together with us, and we can do whatever we feel like. Now they're going to learn this. We are in the final era. Ahead of us, there is a straight road all the way to Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction, and if we will go forward correctly, we will succeed, and if not, the blows will be very harsh blows. Actually, before the eyes of the entire world, we will be the most, like in World War II, the catastrophe that occurred in Europe. We will be the most vulnerable part, the worst part, according to our behavior and also according to the blows.
So the friends and the organization who's now hearing you, Bnei Baruch, I mean, what should we focus on?
On the dissemination of the method of connection that has to go over the whole of humanity. Is this clear?
Tov. Santiago.
Amado Rab, ¿cómo nosotros vamos a poder difundir?
Beloved Rab, how can we disseminate if everyone's asking for a proof that what we say is something doable?
They'll receive proof from the field. I can't now hug you, and then the world becomes better. Suddenly, instead of floods and fires, we will have nice weather. I can't do that. That's not how it is done. The Creator is demanding of us to do it out of ourselves. And if not, then He will teach us. It's like with children. When the mother tells them do this and that, it will be good. If they could see that it would be good or they could see that it will be bad, they would do it on the spot without the mother even having to explain it to them. Why should the mother be there? Because she is on a higher degree than them. So then she explains to them that it's worthwhile for you to do this, it will be better. But we don't see that, the children say. For us, it's better the way it is, to play like that. That's it. This is what you're saying, like these children. So, what to do? At least to learn from the few blows that we have already received in the past. And if not, then prepare them now that the blow will come and they will see how they need to behave. We have no choice. We are now under a very directed, short method.
Africa. Two questions, please. The first question is there a spiritual root to why there is a ratio of so many people on earth, yet so few sages?
What do you need a lot of Kabbalists for? We have Bala Sulam, let's learn from him. That's it. Rabash, let's learn from him. What do you need many of them for? The study is virtual. I explained to you what they wrote. What do you need more for? I don't understand. There are many other people who teach all kinds of things. I don't know, I'm not in touch with them at all. Search if you want. Go ahead. I'm not holding force anyone by force.
We have a second question, please. One of the friends is asking that, is it enough to just simplify and pass on the message to the 99%? Or must the 99% change, or do they need to want to change?
To want to change, that is not up to you. You have to publicize to them what you pretty much learn and know and pass it on to them in a light way. That's it. We have materials that need to be publicized. Take these materials, try to adapt them to your audience. Right, Dudi? We have materials that we can publish? We have lots of it. Where is it? It's all in Kabbalah Media under publications. They have materials, there's clips, programs, books, brochures in each and every language, on each and every topic. Rav, so that's it. You don't have to make up to invent anything.
I would like to clarify my first question, please. The question is, why are there so few Kabbalah students in the world? That's what I wanted to clarify, please.
You don't need many of them. This is how the Creator arranges it. Few teachers and also a few students, because with the same media that we have today, you can reach billions, all billions of people. Chelyabinsk.
Можно спросить, что такое объединение для внешних людей? Если человек спросит меня, что такое объединение?
What does it mean, connection for the 99%? If a person is asking what connection is,
they should know that this is part of the plan of the world, that our whole world, the whole of humanity should feel itself as one group. As it is written, to be as one man in one heart. Otherwise, the troubles and problems that will come through the blows, they will put us into such a feeling, but through an external negative influence, whereas we can assist the plan of creation to bring us into one body through internal connection out of the heart's desire. This way or that way, of course, we will reach the state where we will all be connected together. However, this is a long way and this is a short way. This one is through blows and that one is through all the goodness.
Baltia.
От чего зависит, насколько ученик услышит вас сейчас?
What determines how much a student will hear you now and follow it?
The student will hear me to the extent that through me he wants to connect with the Creator. Then he will want to keep whatever I advise him, because by this he will connect with me and through me with the Creator, and he has no other way. And what is the place of the group of the ten here? This applies to each and every one, that the group also gives a general integral force so that through the teacher you can be connected with the Creator. We have two lectures in 10 number 2 of Bulgaria who gave introductory lectures, and I see that people who came to this lecture, they have many questions about life.
Правилное распространение – это часть от процесс объединения или? Спасибо.
Ой, я вас не понял. Конец я не понял. Последнее предложение.
Правильное распространение – часть от объединения или?
Is the right dissemination? Is this the right dissemination?
Кен.
Рав, yes. The right dissemination speaks about connection. With some words, with all kinds of examples, we have to explain to people that connection removes from us all of the troubles. All the troubles, all the disasters, all the viruses, only connection. Only connection, but connection in the heart, not connection in the we will see together embracing. Actually, you see that from that we get the opposite phenomenon. If we come closer physically, we pass viruses to each other. Let us come closer in the heart while keeping the distance, actually. Look what the virus is teaching us. You need to bring the hearts closer together. Come closer in the hearts and you will see that you are driving away all of the troubles. The viruses, the riots like we have in the US now, and the floods as we have now in China and Japan and all kinds of things. We just need to have an inner connection in the hearts and not physically. Actually, physically, no.
Salt Lake City. סוג דויקטיטי. אין להם שאלה. בסדר.
They don't have a question? Okay, Vienna.
Да, здравствуйте. До короны мы много говорили об объединении.
Before the corona, we talked a lot about the connection of Europe, uniting Europe as a kind of a spiritual unit in which the connection of which has a special role in the correction of the whole world. And we continue working on the connection of the lecturers in Europe, the students in Europe, the young groups, etc. Should we continue in this direction? Or maybe the coronavirus somehow disintegrated, dissolved all of geography, and now we have to unite all our efforts all over the world.
The coronavirus made the whole world a single place, where we all suffer the same blow, and therefore we no longer think about just Europe being united, and it won't be united, we need to forget about it. I don't know why you thought that you can bring Europe together to some one thing. Europeans were never as one. They hate each other and are distant from each other more than anyone else because they are developed. And therefore, I don't think you should play on that at all, but only engage in explaining to everyone, and not just Europe, but to everyone in the world, what the coronavirus is teaching us. Connection in the heart's physical distance, which actually matches connection between the hearts, and in such a way that we will feel how much we need to be connected. Just understand, the coronavirus directs us to ascend, not to connect on our level, which is physical connection, but rather to rise up a degree and begin to connect emotionally beyond the bodily connection, to be in a connection of desires, connection of intentions. This is what COVID is directing us to. Write it down, think about it, and understand there is a very specific guidance here from above, and that raises us to the next degree of existence.
Tel Aviv 2.
From early history, it was written about the people of Israel that we are a stubborn nation. And we can see this with the coronavirus, that is, very soon we repent, we come back to our ego. My question is, how do we explain it to them so that we can fulfill our role as their chosen people? Is this resistance necessary so that we will get this blow and come out of it?
The resistance of the people of Israel specifically stems from us having a strong will and strong ego, and that we need that in order to be a head for humanity. To push humanity for correction requires great force. And that's why we are so egoistic and so stubborn.
Do you have any tip to give us how can we reach the hearts of these people, the chosen people, and change their way?
You have no way to bypass that, but only to bow your head and do it.
What does that mean when I write this to the people? How can I take them out of the place where they are? And
explain to them 1,000 times, and firstly, start with yourself. And also, find the moments where you are lazy in explaining to them. And then you'll see that everything depends on you and not them. French.
question that I received from a friend about how do we measure, you said we have to disseminate connection now. How can I see how much connection I disseminated? I can write a song about dissemination, I can give a lecture. How do I know?
Both this and this and this and that, whatever could be helpful for them to see that connection, not physical, but cordial, that a person opens his heart somewhat, that connects us to back to the general system that we emerged from, that we came out of. And by that, we start coming back to that single system.
Of course, all the different forms are good, but let's say that, you know, I have a certain amount of time available and I need to think, where do I invest it? How do I invest?
I don't know. I don't know in what way you need to, and what you need to do. What do you do exactly, and in what form and all that? I have no idea about that. Don't ask me about that. Moscow 7.
Раф, я вот смотрю сейчас, люди, которые добились успеха в материальном жизни, начинают формировать свои сообщества.
I see people who, let's say, reached success in the corporeal world. They start building, well, they turn to people and they say, let us connect, let's build a community, let's support each other. Can we operate in the same form? Or should our message be different, be separate, be distinct, the form of connection that we are transmitting, broadcasting?
I don't know what they're doing, and I don't want to learn from them. I want to learn from what the Kabbalists write to us. Point blank. And don't confuse us with what you're learning from there. And if you go there, then stay there, and don't belong to us.
PT26. Yes, Rav, maybe it's worthwhile for us to have a page on the internet, just like we have about anti-Semitism in all the different languages, in which there would be some text that explains our approach to the coronavirus and the best summaries and explanations, and
do we not have that duty?
Yes, we do. The coronavirus website, where we have clips and everything in all languages.
So what is he saying? He's saying he doesn't know it?
No.
אני אשלח לך עכשיו, מתן.
טוב.
Duty said I'll send it to you, Matan. Okay, what else do we have? PT31.
Rav, when you talked earlier about an opportunity, I just want to scrutinize this. The opportunity is that this time, because of the coronavirus, if we will speak about personal responsibility towards others, in this case, people will listen better because it's more realistic. It's not the way they would talk about these things before. Or
Friends, just understand, I'm not the manager of the dissemination work, and I don't know, and don't turn to me. You need to discuss it among yourself, and main thing is disseminate. That's one. And two, just like Moscow 7 now got confused, don't get confused with all kinds of other circles. Some Russian oligarchs are building some society for themselves. Don't enter any such society. You are disseminating to the people, the public, and not those who want to lock themselves up somewhere and make themselves into something. Don't go into any of those things. There will be many such things later on. We are only following our method, our direction to everyone. And that's it. Nothing else. And if it's not going to happen this way, we will need to remove all kinds of people who are with us and are mingled and mixed with other groups. I'm saying seriously, the wisdom of Kabbalah cannot dwell together with any other earthly method, because all the other methods are built on reason, and we are built on faith above reason. You don't understand this yet, but I'm telling you, this is heaven and earth.
Czechoslovakia. Morning, Rav.
Czech Republic.
Good morning, Rav. At the examination, we are focusing just now, as you are teaching us, to explain people what's going on, why we are suffering, why is this corona. Many of your messages and ours, of course, is ended with message that humanity needs absolutely new education. And the question is, should we focus just now on explaining why we are suffering, or should we start some new education system to build for humanity? I'm speaking to prepare something like education system
The new system of education, we build it virtually on our site in many languages. Therefore, I don't understand what you're asking. Everything is there. I see, according to your questions, that you don't exactly know what's happening on our site, what's happening in dissemination, and how we teach all of humanity. You're addressing me with all kinds of things that we've already done. Check, and then turn to the BB management and ask whether something exists, yes or no. Turn to them and ask them. I'm not the work manager. I'm just teaching you the method of correction according to the wisdom of Kabbalah. And that's it. That's what I do.
Yes, Rav, I understand, but what I'm speaking is that we have education for people who wants to study Kabbalah. And I'm speaking for general public, because we are explaining that all humanity needs absolutely new degree of education. And we don't have
built...
בדיוק עכשיו כתבתי
לראשי. I was just writing. Dudi says that I was writing management. We have to send it to all the students, all the friends in the world, in a clear way that they know what to find all the materials, all the articles. We have everything in all languages.
You think I don't want to hear your questions? I don't want to hear your questions because, first of all, you don't clarify what you actually have. You're not even in the know of the material that exists for you in your language. You don't, maybe there you don't even know what's happening. So first of all, understand that, and then ask, and also don't ask me. You need to ask the management and ask them, where is the group who or the team who's in charge of this and that, and how do I connect to them, and how can I help? How can I assist in producing material, be part of the work, etc., etc.? Please go ahead and do it. But I'm not the work manager, and I don't know how things are working there online and what we're doing or not. I don't know anything about that. All I do is teach Baal HaSulam's method. That's it. And listen to what I'm saying. Just listen. I don't want to hear more than that, because you're turning to me like a work manager as in the middle of the morning lesson, and that becomes like a work meeting here. What am I doing in this, or should I do that, or do something else? I don't know what you're doing. For that, you have the Bnei Baruch management. Turn to them. There are people that this is their role. And just like you hear now from Dudi, some of these things exist. Yes, Dudi.
They're trying to, they made it more clear what Vladimir is asking. Vladimir is asking not just about a website that has contents within it that we generate, but what you have been talking about for many years, an educational program where a person has to come and study each and every day. When will we start creating such a program? How do you see the steps towards that?
I don't know. I'm not going to do that. Why am I teaching you for? What, so that you sit comfortably and wait until you get it from me? By that you won't reach your corrections. I'm telling you seriously. If you don't take the work into your hands and do it, I think I'm giving you an example, maybe not the ideal one, but still. Try to do it together with me and continue on that. I don't have any more power to explain this. And also, when I hear the same the questions coming from the same people, I can't stand that, because the person keeps asking and asking and asking until when? What's the purpose of these actions? I want to see his participation. I already know who's asking where, but are the people asking, are the disseminators, are they the ones who are making sure the wisdom of Kabbalah goes out? They want to bring all the answers out of me, okay, but are you continuing forward? Are you doing it on your own? And if you don't, if I see that you don't, then I don't want to answer you. Just understand, this is not the way to do it. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, a student means one who learns from the teacher and continues his path. And if he doesn't continue and sits down like a student, it's not here. That's not the way, the place for it. You're not going to achieve corrections anyway. So if I see again Moscow 7 and BBUK and all kinds of other such places, enough. Alright, Dudi, what are we doing? Are we moving to something else?
Whatever you want. What should we move to? We have a few options. We have a work in Faith Above Reason, the introduction to test, the introduction to Panimiot Umasbirot, the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah, also access to prepare the bottom better off dead. That's too heavy. So what shall we move to?
Let's go to the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot.
Okay, so we'll do that, but first let's sing.
Who knows what? I know one. One is the earth we all live on.
One is the earth that we all live on.
Who knows what? I know one. One is a pulse like the beat of a drum.
One is a pulse like the beat of a drum.
Who knows what? I know one. One is the game that we've already won.
One is the game that we've already won.
There's a special place in my heart. Shines from above,
guided by a force that shines from above.
Who knows what? I know one. One is the love that connects everyone.
One is the love that connects everyone.
Who knows what? I know one. One voice, one cry, one light, one song.
One voice, one cry, one light, one song.
There's a special place in my heart.
Burns for us. special place in my heart. Will never let us be apart. For us, a flame of eternal love.